1. Ryder Stapleton had been in the Bywater area when he received the call about the explosion and fire in the Garden District. He'd been relieved a situation that might have led to murder had been defused, with Albert Greenway subdued and in jail, and his intended victim was at the hospital dealing with nothing worse than a minor injury to his shoulder. He'd been contemplating his future as he drove, having recently accepted an offer to join a special unit of the FBI after passing all the requirements at the academy. He turned in his resignation to the New Orleans Police Department just that morning. He'd made the choice because he'd seen it as important, but he also knew he was going to hate to leave the city that was his home. And since he still wasn't great at ignoring the dead in the company of others, joining the crew might also keep his co-workers and friends from, with the best of intentions, seeing him locked away in a mental institute. He'd barely driven a matter of blocks on his way home when he saw the flames rising into the sky as the police radio broadcast the report about the explosion and fire. The scene was far better than it might have been. While the old Garden District house had burned to nothing more than a skeleton of the structure, no one had been killed. The Kimball family had gotten out. He knew that before he arrived. The mother, Rebecca, and two children, Teddy and Sophia, were seated at the rear of one of the rescue vehicles, wide-eyed and frightened still. Martin Kimball was speaking with an officer and a fireman. The fire marshal, John Beckett, saw Ryder drive up and excused himself, hurrying over even as Ryder got out of his car.
"Glad you're here," John said.
Ryder arched a brow, looking at the house.
"It wasn't a gas leak, huh?"
John, a man with iron gray hair who had been at his job for years, shook his head.
"I've just begun the investigation, but this thing was accelerated with gasoline, possibly combined with ethyl ether. I don't have lab tests yet, but combined, well, you can guarantee a blaze."
"Someone got in the house and doused it with both?"
"That's what it looks like so far."
"Not an inside job?" Ryder asked. He'd seen a hell of a lot in his time with the NOPD. Recent months had been hell, not to mention the insanity of the year gone by. But to think that a mother or father could set a fire that would kill their children.
"They all got out," he murmured.
"Mrs. Kimball said one of their neighbors came by. She smelled the gas before they did. But Mrs. Kimball, her husband, and the kids were sound asleep.
At least that's what she says. And while I'm hoping to not discover that we have an arsonist at work in the city, I can't help but pray to God that's true. We've barely got the flames doused. So what I've said is preliminary."
"And the neighbor smelled the gas?" Ryder asked.
John shrugged.
"That's what Mrs. Kimball said. She told me she was half asleep when she came downstairs to answer the door. But the banging and ringing woke up her husband, too, and he smelled the gas immediately."
"Interesting. Where's the neighbor?"
"I don't know."
Ryder nodded.
"Okay. Thanks, John.
We'll be investigating with all our resources, of course. We can look for signature aspects of the fire, but, well, we haven't had an arsonist around here in a long time."
He sighed again and looked at Ryder.
"Think this was personal?"
"So far, all I know is that a brilliant fire marshal has told me that the fire was intentional, and thankfully, no one died. Like you, I'll be investigating."
"Right, sorry. My people are good."
"I know, and thank you. I'll talk to the husband."
John nodded and stood back as Ryder walked over to where Martin Kimball stood. He was about Ryder's age, 30s, a man of about 6 feet, medium build, with short, fluffy blonde hair that was standing straight up in the gentle breeze and that had surely helped fan the flames of the fire. He looked at Ryder with red-rimmed sky-blue eyes that were dilated and appeared almost blank.
"Mr. Kimball, Detective Stapleton, I'm grateful to see you and your family alive. And I'm sure you're in rough shape right now, but I'm afraid I have to ask you some questions anyway."
Kimball nodded. Then it seemed to sink in that Ryder would be investigating, and investigating him. He began to shake his head. The motion was slight at first, then vehement.
"I didn't do this. I would never do this. My wife didn't do this. We love each other. We love our kids. I swear to you,
Mr. Kimball, please. Do you know who might have done something like this? And did you have a security system in the house?"
Kimball shook his head.
Well, we're in the Garden District. The cops here are good. It's a safe neighborhood. We have a lock and a bolt on the front door and another set on the back door, or